Module 4. 4E. Exercise 2. Page 37.
Thank you for joining us. Tonight on the show we have Ian Marshall, one of our local lifeguards, here to tell us a little bit about his job. Ian, thanks for coming. I'm sure that most of us have a very good idea about what a lifeguard does, but can you give us a few more details?
Sure. Well, of course, as a lifeguard, I make sure that people are safe in and around the water. I patrol the beach, but other lifeguards are on duty at lakes and swimming pools. A lifeguard is a necessity on a busy beach because even strong swimmers can get into trouble.
Okay, so how did you become a lifeguard, Ian?
Well, actually, it was quite difficult. I had to take some courses, including advanced first aid and beach management, and then I had to complete various different fitness and skills tests. Even now, I take different courses to improve my skills. This year, I'm hoping to take a course in powerboat driving.
And what's a typical day like for you?
Well, between October and March, I'm on patrol from 6 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. That's okay with me. I actually really like early mornings. Daily duties include rescuing when necessary, of course, checking all the equipment, and keeping swimmers aware of any dangers. Our main duty, though, is to observe the beach and the swimming area to make sure everyone is obeying the beach rules in order to prevent accidents and emergencies. There's a lot of paperwork to do, too. This is probably my least favourite part of the job, but it's very important.
You mentioned equipment. What kind of equipment do you use?
Well, we have a boat for accidents out at sea, but we also use horns, loudspeakers, and even the simple whistle to get people's attention. In fact, the whistle is probably the most important piece of equipment I use because I have it with me all the time, and it's very effective at getting people's attention. There's also a radio to get in touch with other lifeguards and the emergency services. It's not very high-tech, I know, although I recently heard about some research that scientists are doing. They want to electronically tag sharks, so when they get near the shore, we get an SMS warning on our mobile phones.
Really? While we're on the subject of sharks, just how dangerous are they to swimmers off the coast of Australia?
Well, in the past 10 years, sharks have killed about 10 people and attacked about 10 others in Western Australia. But we shouldn't just focus on sharks. There are many other dangers, such as the box jellyfish, which is one of the most poisonous creatures in the sea, especially as it's almost invisible to swimmers. Actually, another important part of our training is looking out for dangerous creatures and giving first aid treatment if someone gets, for instance, a jellyfish sting. The first thing we do with a sting is to pour vinegar on it. We also try to educate swimmers about the risks. A little knowledge can save a lot of lives.
Interesting, Ian. Well, it's been fantastic having you on the show. Tune in next week, listeners, when we have a real-life storm chaser in the studio. Until then, good night and have a great week.